Men, clubs are a waste of time. So imagine, right, you get paid on Friday. Your homeboys hit you up. They're like, yo, you going to the club tonight? Boom, you get a fresh haircut. Once you get a fresh haircut, right, you buy a nice fit. Once you buy a nice fit, now you have to get some cologne. Once you buy some cologne, you have to get ready, get, you know what I'm saying, get yourself together, and basically hit up your homeboys like, yo, man, who's driving, or who's Ubering, who's whoop-de-whoop. So now you get to the club, right? The line is packed. I mean, the line is like, when I tell you it's like packed, it's packed out. So now you're waiting in line. You see girls getting them for free, right? Keep it simple, you see girls getting them for free. You gotta sit there and wait with your homeboys. 35 minutes to an hour, depending on how busy it is. Now you gotta pay damn near 25, 30 bucks just to get in the club, right? Once you're in the club, you're in there. It's loud. People dancing, right? Now, when I say people dancing, mainly girls. Every dude in there just posted up, just watching, oh, okay, just, you know, watching the scene. Not doing too much. No one's really dancing. You might have a few girls. When I say girls, I mean like a whole group of girls just dancing together. You try, you know, talking to a girl. You know, you try to get to know her. And before you even get a word out, she says, are you going to buy me a drink? Basically, the whole night, you're getting ignored. Unless you're some rich, famous celebrity, which is rare, most men are going to clubs and getting ignored. No one's really eyeing you. They might look at you, but they're not gonna ever approach you or talk to you in the club. I think overall, the whole clubbing scene in this generation makes no sense. And honestly, this is not like back in the 70s or 80s, even 90s, where you can go to a club, get in, and just have a good time. And not just have a good time, but you actually could grab a girl's number, and it would most likely go somewhere, depending on like who you talk to. Talking to like my uncles and people that actually went to clubs back in, you know, their time period. But in 2023, going to clubs, that is a complete waste of time for men. Imagine you spend, you know, half your paycheck going to the club, or a big portion of your paycheck going to the clubs. And I know men like this that go every Friday, they're in a club somewhere, blowing their hard-earned money. To get what? You're not getting pussy. You're not getting, like, you know, you might get girls that, oh, you know, they might try to play around and play games, but that's all they want. I'm so serious, man. I experienced it firsthand where I went to a club. I was talking to a chick that I thought was feeling me. Just to say, yeah, you want to buy me a drink? Bitch, who the fuck do you think you are? I will never, I state this on my name, never, ever, ever buy a chick I do not know a drink just to talk to her. That is the most cringy thing. I don't know why some guys do that. I even talked to girls who told me straight up that they were at a club and some guy approached them that they didn't really find attractive, or they maybe did find attractive, but they just wanted to play games. The dude would come over, try to mac, and then she was like, oh, okay, you gonna buy me a drink? This simp-ass nigga will buy her a drink, and she'll say, oh, okay, thanks, bye, and fuck off. Are you serious? So, all in all, if you're a man that goes to clubs that buys girls drinks, stop it right now. Because one, you're not an ATM machine. And second, they're playing you. They're trying to get free drinks out of you. For some reason, it's a flex for women to, you know, I don't know, these gold digging bastards think it's funny just to, you know, get drinks off a guy. Like, what kind of broke ass bitch you gotta be to get free drinks off of a guy? You know what I'm saying? Just to talk to him, like, bro, I would never, man. Man, hell no, bro. I don't know how guys do it. I'm sorry. Like, I personally would never do it. So there's that. And honestly, bro, to sum up the whole clubbing situation, man, clubs are not what they used to be. And, you know, if you're a man that's, you know, on your purpose, bro, I just say straight up, keep, you know, stacking your money up. Keep trying to invest, open up a business, or get some stream of income going, or just something going for yourself. But the club is the last thing you want to worry about. Last thing. And honestly, I take it back. The only exception for a man going to the club, unless you're celebrating your business booming, or you just got like the biggest promotion, or you just won the lottery, like you basically achieved something, that is the only time you should even step foot in the club. Now, if you're over there working on yourself slowly but surely and trying to, you know, improve your lifestyle or just you as a person, bruh, the club is pointless. It's dead. And if you also think you're going to get girls there, you're not. I'm being honest, you're not. Because most guys go to the clubs, they'll get a girl's number, and never hear back from them. And that is a fact. It might be rare. When I say rare, rare. But all in all, I want to say 9 times out of 10, a man going to the club trying to get a girl's number or get with a girl, you're wasting your fucking time. Because you don't think this chick knows every guy in here? How many times have you seen this chick in here? How many times does, you know, especially all these girls be knowing the bouncers and the owners and, you know, the bartenders. They be here a lot. And just think about it. How many guys approach these girls? How many times? You don't think these girls get approached every day? Especially at the club where they're just surrounded by men. These girls go to the club damn near every weekend with the same guys or different guys approaching them. Hey, baby girl, let me buy you a drink. Hey, baby girl, where you from? You know, like, she has these options. And then, to make it worse, sometimes these girls be having boyfriends at home. And you would never know, because guess what? You're over here thinking she's single because she's in the club, which is, you know, pretty common. And then you're over there buying her a drink just to say, oh, okay, thanks, bye. And then she'll go back to her boyfriend. Or she has a roster of men that she's dealing with. So she's like, you know what? I'll take your number. And she just put you on the waiting list. So now you gotta wait to see if she's down potentially in the future. You hit up this girl, you know, after the club or whatever, and she'll say, oh, I'm not busy, or oh, I'm running errands, or I got a busy schedule. It's like, hold up. You're busy, but you got time for the club. Make that make sense. There's, you know what? I'm not gonna get into that. All in all, stop going to clubs. Man, it's a waste of time. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep improving. These hoes are not the one. I'm so serious. It's not funny. It's not cute. You're literally wasting your money on getting in, Ubers, haircuts, outfits, having to, you know, pay just to get in, drinks, and a bunch of stuff that is really pointless. You're making other people rich, aka the owner, and, you know, these hoes by just blowing away your money. For what? You're not getting anything from it. You're not getting anything from it. And to make it worse, let's say you're in the club, right? Let's say Usher walks inside the club that you're in. The girl that you're talking to and majority of the girls in there, I want to say like 95% of them, are going to, oh my God, Usher, and walk over to this booth. So your girl can get taken like that in a heartbeat if you're in the club. If you think you're going to find a wife or a girlfriend in the club, you're a jackass. And I hate to say it, I'm telling y'all this as a man. If you go there expecting to find a girlfriend or a girl in the club, you deadass are expecting to get fucked over. I'm being honest. Like, that right there, you did it yourself. Because if you really sit there and see a girl dancing outlandishly in front of 10, 20 men, you think that's the one? No. Now, if you're just looking to fuck her, then that's one thing. Now, if you're sitting there thinking, now, that's a woman. That right there I can make into a wife. You're tripping. So, that's why I stand. And obviously, a woman watching this, they're going to be like, no, you're not all women. Shut up. Shut up. Women only benefit from going to clubs, not men. Women get it for free. Women all day have guys hitting on them, giving them free validation, free attention. And then these women get free drinks. That's why I say the clubs are not for men. It's meant for women. It's that simple. Go find something else to do. Go start your business. Go improve. Do whatever you can to make it, man. But the clubs are the last thing that you should be worried about. It is a complete waste of time. Trust me, this is my word to y'all. With that being said, I'm out.